Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Today, March 26, 2019. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket, online at WTK.com. And this morning, we say good morning to Miz on the other side of the glass. Miz, appreciate you coming in this morning. Sam had a passing in the family. He will be out today and tomorrow as he handles family business. He's doing all right, but, still got to take care of some family business. And we send our condolences to Sam and his entire family for the passing of one of his aunts. So
family always comes first.
Absolutely. And I was telling him yesterday, I grew up, I always said the word aunt. I have aunts. I had an auntie. Uh-huh. My sister is Grace's auntie. Mm-hmm. But Sam says aunt. And I have been saying aunt for like 3 days now since he told me the news, the sad news of the passing. And I have now adjusted my pronunciation. I don't know if it's a Michigan thing or if it's a Flint thing. I don't really know.
I'm not entirely sure too. I know that I've always called mine aunts, but at the same time, I mean, I have caught myself saying aunt before as well too.
I've been like nonstop saying aunt, and it's not just related to Sam. And again, we pass our condolences along to Sam and his family. Mm-hmm. And Sam will be back in the air chair on Thursday, getting you ready for Michigan basketball, Michigan on Thursday night in the Sweet 16. We're going to talk some football today and tomorrow here on the show. Over the next couple days, we have audio to play for you. Josh Gattis spoke with the media. That was on Friday, and he had a lot of people buzzing with things that he was talking about. I also talked to Jim Harbaugh yesterday on Attack Each Day on the Harbaugh's podcast, and he talked some spring football yesterday in the podcast. And then with Jack in Arizona for the NFL spring meetings with John, we had Ed Warner sitting in because we did our Lucky Sports Parents with Todd Rumler, the dad of Nolan Rumler, and Nolan being an Ohio offensive lineman that Ed Warner has been recruiting since, well, he was at Ohio State, and Michigan's been recruiting since Nolan was a freshman in high school. And so we had Ed Warner join us for that conversation. It was a ton of fun. And then we had Ed stick around for what I dubbed jokingly an Ed talk. It was less actually a takeoff of Jack talk as much as it was a takeoff of Ted talks, but that's really besides the point. But Ed talked Michigan offensive line for a few minutes with us. So we'll have Jim Harbaugh talking Michigan football, spring ball. We have Ed Warner talking offensive line. So we're going to get to that over the next couple days. And we have Josh Gattis, when he met with the media on Friday, talking about the pro spread and no huddle and all that kind of stuff that people are really excited to hear about. The buzzwords that people are really excited to hear
speed
about.
Speed.
And space.
Space.
Coming up in a little bit, we'll also get to our great moments in NCAA tournament history. That's coming up later on this hour. At 7:25, we will speak with Michigan baseball coach Eric Backage. The Wolverines are getting ready to open up a two-game series at home against San Jose State today and tomorrow. Miz, in preparation, because we, have the games up to dial on 1290 WLBY today and tomorrow at 4 o'clock, I was doing a little bit of a preparation on San Jose State.
Okay.
Now, first of all, it's easy to root against them. They're called the Spartans. But that I already knew because Ron English is coached there. Al Borges is coached there. Greg Robinson is coached there. I believe Greg replaced Ron and is some real weird Michigan ties to some of the coordinator positions on the football side of things. But I was looking at their baseball schedule.
Okay.
And they've already played like close to a dozen. I can't remember the exact number. It's in my notes that are on my desk. But they've played league games already. Obviously, Michigan will play their first league games this weekend in baseball against Michigan State. They softball just played their first league games. But San Jose State, based on their geography, right, they've been playing league games for a little while.
Yeah.
And you look at their schedule, and yeah, they've done a little bit of traveling. But obviously, teams travel to them, and they play a lot of their games just in that proximity, right, out in the northern, central, and southern California areas.
You know, where it's actually, you know, seasonably right to play.
Yeah, it's baseball
outdoor
weather.
Sports, yeah,
essentially it's baseball weather. And obviously we know that the Michigan baseball team, like most of the teams, well, all the teams from the north, they have to travel south to get in there, or west to get in their games. What I found weird, or interesting, I don't say weird, but interesting, is that San Jose State is coming to Ann Arbor for two games, and then they go to, I believe it's Northwestern. The point is they're playing another three – it's Northwestern. They're playing a three-game series in the Midwest. So is this like their version of a spring break trip? The northern teams go south and go west, and San Jose for spring break goes to the Midwest and plays Big Ten teams?
I mean, I wouldn't put it off as that's wrong, but at the same time, though – that's also, it would probably be wrong. Like, why are you leaving the comforts of sunny California?
Yeah, temperature-wise, weather-wise, it's wrong. But in baseball context, it actually makes kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it may. Yeah, you're right.
In the level of what the Big Ten actually, you know, is in baseball, and a lot of that just is based purely on geography and weather. So it's harder to attract players northern. So it's not as much of a power conference in baseball as it might be in some other sports. It's it can attract you. It's very rare, though. We don't usually get teams like San Jose State coming to town. Obviously, Michigan just went down to Texas Tech, so we'll talk to Eric Backage about that. But those are normal trips, so even in season, to go down to Texas Tech to play. It's not that usual to get a California or a Southern team to come here to play. It's kind of like, wow, my voice is cracked on that. We, you know, it's kind of like we talk about with football. Like, do you get a program from the South ever to come north in, you know, later part of the season to play in weird football weather? No, of course not, right?
Right.
No one from Florida or Tennessee or, you know, anywhere south or west is coming to Ann Arbor in late October or November to play a football game. No, it doesn't fit Michigan's schedule generally anyway. But even if you invited them there, they would say no, because they might come here in, you know, late August, early September for warm weather games. But they're not coming up here any later than that because they're, you know, southern teams and they like to play in the comforts of the warm weather in the south. And I get that. Mm-hmm. Same thing with baseball. I just thought it was a almost an anomaly in the in scheduling of college baseball that a team from California would come to the Midwest for a week. But hey. Seems like an interesting thing you could do for a week. There's some things to do on the trip. I assume they're not going back, right? They played Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'm assuming that Thursday is just a travel day to Chicago. And hopefully they get to take in some of the sights, right?
Yeah,
you have a little bit of time to do things. You play maybe an afternoon game. You can go and do with something as a team that night. If you're playing an evening game, maybe you could do something with the team the next morning. Like, I don't know how the schedule fully works for them, but you'd hope they get to do some sightseeing in Chicago and maybe see a thing or two here in this part of the country as well. So We'll talk to Eric Backage about their trip down to Texas, where they played Texas Tech for three and also snuck in a game against Stetson. I was, I guess, not shocked to find out that Stetson's does not wear Stetsons when they play baseball.
There's nothing related to the. I'm thinking Jetsons.
The school Stetson.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to the hats, the Stetsons.
Oh.
Not the Jetsons. Yeah. Not George Jetson his boy Elroy. No.
Daughter Judy.
No daughter Judy. No, this is the Stetson
wife.
Baseball team. Down there in Texas, and it was easy to squeeze in a game. They came over to Texas Tech's facilities, and Michigan played a home game at Texas Tech. It was fun. It was interesting to watch that on the as the scores were rolling through. Michigan, bottom of the whatever inning, and they're in Texas, and they're the home team.
Okay, cool.
We usually on Tuesday, but not Hook'em.
Not
this is a Red Raider thing.
That's why I stopped there.
There you go. At 8:05 normally on Tuesdays, we would talk to Coach Kim Barnes-Arico, but this is actually a good time to bring this up. But like my wife, she is on spring break. And so I'm not the only person in this predicament. Situation. I'm not sure predicament is really the right word, but who's in this situation? I know I'm not alone. People definitely have similar situations like this. Tax seasons for accountants, for example. My dad used to be like this. It would be spring break, and he'd be working his butt off. And my mom, my sister, and I would go visit my grandparents. They lived in Delray Beach, Florida. Mm-hmm. And so we would go visit my grandparents down in Florida for a week, stay at their place, and just drive to the beach. And their house was, you know, a couple of miles from the beach, whatever it was. But they lived in Delray Beach. My grandparents would work during the day, and sometimes I would actually hang out with them during the day while they were working and not even go to the beach because it was fun to hang out in. My grandmother cut hair. My grandfather did the colorings of the hair for the ladies down there in Florida, and he also ran a travel agency out of the front of his the shop. And for those young kids out there that are listening, a travel agency is what you needed to book a long trip before the internet existed.
Okay, cool. Book them.
Oh, there you go, Miz. I like that. So I'm not the only person in this predicament, right? Like a lot of people, their spouses, their kids, they go on spring break. Heck, I know some that people are working this week. You know, like Michigan's got spring football going on. So if you're at the Michigan football program and you have kids on spring break, guess what? They're doing things without you all week long because you're working and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, I'd also like to state that this is not a complaint. Like, I am happy that my wife and daughter are enjoying their time surrounded by palm trees for a few days. I am not complaining at all. My only complaint Because I'm not jealous. Like, I love going to Florida or whatever. That's great. But honestly, I don't mind being here. Basketball season, spring. There's a lot of things going on. I had fun doing the Attack Each Day podcast yesterday. We have baseball today and tomorrow. We have fun things going on. Yeah. So this is not a complaint or about being jealous that they're in Florida. This is about when you're on spring break, and because this is not just with her as well, when you're posting all your pictures from spring break, and we're seeing all these fun beach pictures and pool pictures and palm tree pictures and wherever else you might be, because I'm seeing a lot of spring break pictures on Facebook. If there's a day where maybe there's a little rain or the temperature drops below, say, 75 during the day, or it's, you know, slightly chilly in your room because it's, you know, 78, 82 outside during the day and you go in your room and the air conditioning's on, don't complain about that. That's where my complaint comes in. Don't complain about the weather-related things. Don't complain about – I mean, now I guess if you go on vacation for 5 days and it literally rains nonstop for 5 days, I'll hear your complaint when you get back.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, when I see you posting pictures of sunshine and palm trees and beaches and pools – and this is not really about my wife. I just thought about this because she had mentioned that the room was cold. And I'm walking the dog while she's telling me this, and I'm – you know, it's – 35 degrees outside. And I go, you're complaining about the room. You know, I'm walking the dog right now, right? And so I think that the complaining about the temperature in the room went away very quickly. But I know I'm not the only one. Like, I'm thinking back now and just trying to think that now Facebook obviously didn't exist in the late 80s when we would go to go visit my grandparents. I'm just trying to think if, you know, like on back, you think back to those conversations now with people that didn't go places with you. And that would be the best example to be for our family. My dad working taxis. And so he couldn't go with us to visit my grandparents and go to the beach. Not that I don't think he really cared. I don't think he likes the beach very much. But did we ever have it was only 72 degrees today moment? And if we did, and my dad is listening at this early hour at 6:21 on this Tuesday, I apologize because I now realize that that's the insensitive part. It's not the going on vacation. Everybody goes on vacation. It's when it's seasonably opposite.
Yeah.
When you complain about the weather, temperature weather. Rain, I can even get the rain. Like, if you want to say it's raining, like, I get that part of it too, I guess. Just don't complain when it's 75 instead of 82 or slightly chilly in your room. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. I mainly want to talk basketball this morning and some football as well. And of course, we're going to have the Townie Top 3 coming up with Rich Reddy at around 8:45. We might hear from John Beilein this morning as well.
So I have my finger hovering over the delay button for Rich.
No, you know, I got to admit, Rich is he is pretty good about as far as the dump button is concerned. What I find interesting is usually by now he will have sent me the rundown for the next day, and usually I'll know what, like, if he has a monologue prepared for Sam or something. But Sam didn't do the monologue last week. It was from Miracle. It was the locker room scene before they got to play the gold medal game. Mm-hmm. You were born for this scene with Kurt Russell.
Great moments.
And I tried to do my best Minnesota accent. I failed. I couldn't do it as slow and as deliberate as he delivered it because we would probably still be here reading that one speech. I did it in like 45 seconds and he does it in like 3 minutes. So I slowed it. So I didn't quite slow it down enough for that, but I prepared. And it seems like maybe Rich is trying to keep me in the dark on this one, because he knows Sam's not here. So maybe he knows that he doesn't want me to prepare. But I'm looking forward to having Rich in this morning for the Townie Top 3 at around 8:45. As I mentioned, we might hear from Coach Beilein. He's busy, you know, prepping to get the team ready for their matchup with Texas Tech. But we will. He might squeeze in a few minutes for us around 8:40 this morning as well here. And then of course it's Tuesday, which means Eric Adelson in the 9 o'clock hour as well. And we're going to have our friends from the Standard Bistro and Larder stop by. They've got a really fun event coming up. I'm bummed that they're coming in and Sam is not here because I had this whole thing set up. Did I tell you what we're going to do this morning?
Yeah, you did tell me this, yeah.
This is going to be kind of fun. So the Standard Bistro and Larder have a Motown event coming up, which sounds like a lot of fun. And so they're coming in to obviously tell you about this Motown event, the combination of the great food and obviously great Motown music. And I was going to have a couple of different options either for them to choose from or even for Sam to choose from. But I was going to have the karaoke music of a couple of Motown songs queued up. And we were going to get Sam to sing Motown here at around 9:30 on this day here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. But I'm here to report to you and make you all smile. Do not worry. I will not be singing karaoke Motown songs this morning.
What?
That is not going to happen. Yeah, no, that is not going to happen. I've been caught singing on tape once. Caught's not the right word. Yeah. I was encouraged to I was encouraged to sing on tape once, and that was a part of a four-part harmony, and it was me, Jim Harbaugh, Matt Dudek, and Jack Harbaugh, and Jack asked us to sing, and we were singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat, so I felt that was fine, but I'm not singing Motown, so I'm sorry to disappoint, but that is not going to, that's not going to happen this morning.
Oh, rats.
Yeah, but we were going to get Sam to do it, and that would have been hilarious and fun, and I'm disappointed, so we might have to just bring it back another time, maybe sometime this summer. We'll put up a poll. I'll have Sam pick like four songs, and we'll do a poll, a Twitter poll, and the winner will be the song that Sam has to sing on the air. Maybe we'll do that part of the Tony Top 3.
I like it.
Ideas to flush out with Rich Reddy. When he gets here for the Tiny Top 3 coming up at 8:45. So looking forward to a really fun morning this morning. We're also going to talk football. You know, I should be jazzed. In fact, I am jazzed to talk spring football. I'm a big basketball guy, as everybody knows, and I love March Madness. There's nothing that beats March Madness. It's the best. And growing up, you know, going to games and watching games, it's easy to just solely focus this time of year on March Madness. It's also when we, as a Michigan fan base, when we went through a decade of the doldrums and didn't have any NCAA tournament bids, it's really easy to have a decade like that. You know, during that decade, Michigan won a couple Big Ten titles, and they had the 1-2 matchup with Ohio State. So, you know, during that window, it was very easy to be really jazzed for spring football because you weren't even thinking about, I mean, maybe you were watching the games, but you weren't really thinking about March Madness, right? It wasn't top of mind in the context of your team wasn't in it. Sure, you'd watch the basketball games, but you didn't have the same interest or passion for it. It's your team's not there. I get it, right? We were all in that situation. So it was really easy to allow the decade of no dancing, in March to allow you to get even that much more excited for spring ball. So, of course, we're all excited for spring ball. I think it does find its proper place when you have a really good basketball program and you're able to enjoy both. But I will say this. As I go to Schembechler Hall every Monday and we record Attack each day and I get a little bit of nugget of, you know, spring football and, you know, we're going to hear some of it over the next few days with Jim Harbaugh's comments and Ed Warner's comments about spring ball and the offensive line with Ed in particular. I try to put myself back 2 years ago at this time in the building and last year at this time in the building, right? Because that's where you compare. You compare app, right? In TV, you don't compare what are your TV ratings in March versus what are your TV ratings in December, because one is football season, one's back. Like, it's just different. And, you know, there's different things that you're competing against. And, you know, it's the same thing when we look at our ratings, for that matter. We look at fall versus the previous fall and the spring versus the previous spring. You can't compare spring and fall because it's apples and oranges. So I can't compare the attitude or the mood or the energy in the building of right now with what it was like in October or November, because it's in season. This is spring ball. But I can compare it to this time last year, this time 2 years ago. And I will tell you that at this time 2 years ago, it was – I'm not even sure the right way to describe it. Because, you know, it was business, workmanlike, and that kind of thing. But I think they also knew that they had a big project ahead of them. You know, and that was the summer, the spring leading into the 8-win season. I think they kind of knew what the build was ahead of them, that was kind of a rebuild, reload year. And I'm not saying that they were saying it because they weren't. But sometimes you can just kind of tell, again, in what they're saying or how they're saying it. Or sometimes it's the jump in people's steps, the smiles on their faces. And I can tell you that if you compare 2 years ago to last year there was definitely much more upbeat, more smiling in the building. And there was a higher level of excitement and anticipation. I think that they knew that what had happened in the previous year, what had happened in 2017 was, you know, was the dip, and that they were coming out the other end. They didn't know what the other end was going to look like. It's spring football. You have a lot of work to do, but there was a little bit more jump in the step. But I can also tell you that if you compare last year to this year, and it's funny because Jack said something about this, Miz, on the podcast. Jack is in Arizona. He called in for the opening segment of the podcast. And when Jim was talking about spring football, Jack makes a comment, I can hear you smiling. Okay, Jack is in Arizona. Now, he knows his son, so he can obviously tell, you know, when his son has different, you know, emotions coming through his voice. But Jack is in Arizona, and Jack says, I can hear you smiling when you're talking about this. So you could, it kind of gives you an idea. And, I had the same kind of giddiness or smiling or energy, you know, whatever verbiage you want to use when Ed came in and he was talking about the offensive line and the two deep and how they have a really full two deep. And the third level, which right now is mainly the walk-on level, they're really excited about those guys, that those guys can play and that their depth of the offensive line, and these are my words, the depth of the offensive line is as the best it's been since Jim's been here and even longer than that. And Jim basically co-signed. And they don't forget, they have six guys coming in. They have a six-person class coming in. So if those guys, in theory, now most of them are going to redshirt, and they're probably most of them are not going to get into the two or three deep. But there are six guys in this class coming in where you have a legit two deep, and you have a third string, a third line that of walk-ons that are playing their butts off. You could have, though, the six new kids all come in and play to get into that. Like, we haven't had three full lines of offensive linemen here in a long time, like of scholarship, legit players, offensive linemen. So there's a giddiness. There's a jump in the step. Sometimes it's hard to put in the words what you see. I'm not a wordsman like John Eubakin, or for that matter, our guest at 9:05 this morning, Eric Adelson. I'm not quite as articulate as those gentlemen, but there is definitely – as Jack said, you could hear the smiles in the voices as they speak about things that are going on this spring. Now, I know it's just spring, and we'll hear from the, just talk is cheap and all that kind of stuff conversation. And I get that. But all we can do is hear what they're saying during spring ball because we don't have a vision into it. And even if we saw spring practice, it's practice, and it's really hard for a lot of us to understand what we're really watching in the context of how are the coaches seeing it. But if the coaches are giddy, to me, that's a good sign because you're comparing it to how they have reacted in the past. And they were fairly giddy last year, and that was a 10-win season. This year, they're giddier. I there's more to it this year than it was even last year. So it has me excited. And we're going to hear coming up on the other side of the break, we're going to hear from Jim Harbaugh. We're going to hear what Jim had to say about spring ball from Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast. You can hear in his voice. And you can also hear exactly what he had to say. So we're going to talk a little football coming up next with Jim Harbaugh, with Jack Harbaugh. Matt Dudek, I think, is in there a little bit as well for a little spring football talk from this week's Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast right here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.